Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Total Skills Podcast. My name is Sybil. Today, I'm joined by Jed. Hello, Jed.
Right, mate.
Say hello, Billy.
How are we doing, mate? How are you?
I'm all right, boys. I'm all right. For the absolute shite there of an FPL week I've had, I am just okay, and I think that's a good effort. It could not have went worse for me. And by the way, folks, we're just talking Fantasy Premier League this episode. We're going to do this once a week. If you want to hear our opinions on football, which will be equally poor, that'll be on Monday or Tuesday.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah. We'll see. Right, Trips, I'm going to start with me because we need to start with what went wrong.
Get out of the way.
Okay, so my points for this week are 41. Right, considering how bad my week went, right, I'm actually just okay with that. Considering just how bad my week went. Right, I'm going to start from my back line. Ederson was in goal, got me 6 points. Got Nico Williams, got me 7 points. Little superstar. Trent Alexander-Arnold got me 3. Reece James got me 7. Right, this is where it all starts going wrong, boys. Absolutely rescued my week. Right, into the midfield. This is where it all goes wrong, boys. A lot of money in this midfield that did not do a lot for me. James Ward-Prowse just 2 points. Odegaard get 2 points as well. Mohamed Salah, 2 points. ASM, Alan C. Maskerman, 2 points. Dwight McNeil, 2 points. Right, I understand a couple of them are a roll of the dice, and I was looking for maybe a set piece or an assist, potentially a goal, looking at McNeil and St. Maximum, and I thought if anybody was going to score for their teams, it could have been them, for a midfield perspective anyway. And then up front, I had Darwin Nunez, who got minus 2 points. Haaland, who had captained, got 10.
What a performance.
Yeah, I mean, and for context, folks, right, I had 2 transfers. I spent points to these transfers because I thought that Darwin was going to... I seen his performance and how he changed the game at Fulham, right? On Liverpool's opening week, right? And I was like, right, I think I want him. I think he's going to start big. And I knew it was going to be his debut at Anfield. And I thought, right, the man will score. He'll score at Anfield. He might score more than one hand, just as well I did fucking captain him.
Imagine.
Honestly, folks.
Oh, man, honestly, the scenes.
One of my mates captained him.
Yeah.
Who did you transfer him in for, Simo?
Right, so I had Gabriel Jesus, who had... it's Jesus, isn't it? Is it Jesus or is it Jesus? I keep hearing that.
Potato.
Right, see, he had a fantastic game. He had a fantastic
19
game.
19 points.
19 points without being captained, unreal. Am I right?
Yeah.
Unreal.
2 goals, 2 assists, and that's who I transferred in. for Darwin Nunez. I mean, I thought it wasn't for a lack. I think Jesus had a fantastic debut, but I just thought like the way Nunez affected the game when he came on at Fulham, I knew he was going to start at Palace, and I just thought, you know, this would be the way to go. And I think the reason I'm not beating myself too much out about it, because I don't think my logic was that flawed. And also, obviously, I swapped out Andy Robertson for Ben Chilwell, who I ended up actually benching and bringing on Neco Williams when I eventually thought, I don't know if he starts. And I was right. That was one thing I got right, folks.
Simo, all I'm hearing, Simo, is just you trying to talk yourself into thinking that you made a good decision, whereas all we've been doing all week is just ripping you for it. Because it
well,
was
I'm
so
not
going to
fucking...
Because the rest of us had Jesus.
Babe, why do you think we started in my team, right? I've come out swinging. trying to justify this absolute shite.
It doesn't matter.
I could have had... fucking like 70 odd. I would have captained Jesus if fucking. Oh, geez, I would have been at least vice captain. I would have had double the points.
The funny thing it doesn't matter what you say because we've had the funniest moment of the season already. I don't think like any mistakes like that are probably going to be made for the rest of the season now because everyone's going to be really like cautious about what
me.
We do.
You
underestimate
me. Yeah, this is before he takes out.
Exactly.
If you can top it, I'll be very impressed because
that's
like,
it'll be very hard.
The minus four, like even if you had just Jesus for Nunes as a straight swap and no minus four, I don't think I'd find it as funny. It's the fact that you sacrificed
spent money to do
well.
It.
Yeah,
spent money
after,
to do it.
After having a not so great start to the season as well in the first week. Like, it's
hey,
just,
I started fine. Hey, whoa, I was top third. Top third of the. Hey, I won't have this fucking slander. I'm still ahead of Jake. What does that say about Jake? Jake, who's conveniently not turned up, even after the shite man I've had, I'm still fucking ahead of him. I was ahead of Billy.
Are you actually?
I'm fucking ahead of Jake. Oh yeah.
I am
ahead of Jake, mate. I am ahead of Jake. I'm telling you now.
You are
139th.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, you are. My bad.
Well, do you think I'm just here talking fucking nonsense?
Yeah.
Why do you think I'm the one that introduces the show? I think it's because you're competent. I guess it's you're the fucking man. Shut the fuck up.
just for context, then I'm 24th in the league, suppose.
24th in the league. That's what a fucking loser, man. Right. Speaking of, we'll actually go to you next, Jedi Pie. Where are you?
He's only there,
24. Who brags about being 24th, honestly?
Yeah,
this was Jed's game week. If you want to just introduce your squad.
Solid side for me. Sanchez in goal at Brighton, 6 points. Trent at the back, 3 points. Just the one for Zinchenko because he conceded twice. Matty Cash only got me two. I'm a bit annoyed, actually, because I swapped Cash and Trippier around quite late. And
we'll just go Trippier, who's on the bench, and got seven.
Yeah, seven points. I'm a little bit disappointed with that, but, you know, take it on the chin. Salah with the 2 points. Diaz and Zaha in the midfield, both scoring in that game. So Diaz got 9, Zaha with 7. Ward-Prowse with 2. Pedro Neto got 3 on the one side. And then up front, Jesus with 19. And I also captained Haaland as well. So he got me 10. But 64 points is above average. It's kept me in the top 25. So so happy with that.
Peaked to
in terms of a match, I think that's probably job done. Keeps you in the top.
It's pretty solid. I mean, all my points have come from the goals, basically, and Haaland, the fact that I captained him.
To be fair,
I captained Jesus, but I wouldn't have wanted to captain Jesus. I think on paper, you'd captain Haaland ahead of Jesus because Haaland's playing Bournemouth at home and Arsenal have got Leicester. So it's two slightly different kettles of fish, really, aren't they? Which is why I think most people captained Erling Haaland over Jesus in that situation. But yeah, I'm pretty happy with it, to be honest. The only thing that I'm not happy with is that I left Trippier on the bench, but yeah, here's what it is.
Indeed. Right. We'll get to you, Billy Boy. What number are you on the table?
I'm 93rd.
93rd on the table. Yeah. I mean, that's nothing to brag about, is it?
No, it really
is. And you didn't have a shocker. Well, you must have. You must have had. You. It's not exactly the fucking.
No, aside from the having Gabriel Jesus, it wasn't very good. Jesus literally saved my season. The amount of times last season that Liverpool saved me is mental. So, I mean, I just look at that defence, man, in the midfield. Ooh. Jesus Christ.
Is Luca Dean getting transferred out?
He's already gone.
He's gone, right,
oh,
okay.
He's gone.
Oh, he's at the chop.
Yeah.
Spoiler.
So, my team is Ederson in goal, who got me 6 points. Ryan Aitnori, who also got me 6 points. Robertson, Trent, who got me 2 points and 3 points. Luca Dean scoring the own goal, got me minus 1 point. Saka got me 2 points. Bailey, who didn't even start, got me 1 point. Salah and Kulusevski getting me 2 points. And Haaland was my captain, obviously got 10. And Gabriel Jesus with the 19, who quite literally saved.
I was going to say, man, like,
yeah,
it was horrendous.
Without that front two here, yeah, mate, you're in a wee bit of trouble. You're in a wee touch of trouble.
Oh, massive
here.
Trouble. And the thing is, if it wasn't Jesus there, it would probably have been Ollie Watkins, who scored 11 points anyway. So it wouldn't have been horrendous. It
would have been a disaster.
But it wouldn't have
that's
been.
That's a big difference, though, isn't it? That 8-point swing.
Yeah, it's huge.
Is it frustrating? You've got Nico Williams on the bench there, who's scored 7 points.
Because
he did better than you.
Yeah, it is annoying, but on reflection, he would never have started against West Ham anyway. Just West Ham's attack just seems to be too good. You know, with Bowen, Antonio, they've got the new boy Scamacca to come off the bench as well. And Forest were lucky not to concede as well. I thought they had the penalty save. Just everything went Forest's way on the day.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
It's only a kick. A jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
So
I can't believe West Ham didn't win that game.
I know, it's
crazy, isn't it?
It's crazy, yeah, so on reflection, it's obviously annoying. However, I can't beat myself up too much about it, really.
Rightio. Moving on, we've got Jake's team. He's not here, so I'm going to read
fucking
that out for him.
I've just seen that Jake's took a minus eight.
A minus eight?
Yeah, if you scroll up a bit, it just said there, minus eight, 3 transfers.
What?
Is that from this week? Oh, this week coming?
Yeah. That's from this week. Oh my Jesus. God, he's had a howler.
Yeah, so he's done 3 transfers, minus 8, and he's made 50 points. So Jake's team back to front as Alisson and goal got him 2 points. Nathan Patterson, a strange choice. Don't know if I would have totally, because he is a youngster, but he only got 1 point, so it didn't
really
work out for him.
An Everton defender at the minute, like.
Jake as well, of all people.
Yeah. The only reason I had Dwight McNeil is because I thought, you know, if anybody's going to do any sort of business for Everton was Dwight McNeil, and I've seen him in a friendly.
Midfield and defence, completely different arguments there, mate. Because midfield,
yeah, I suppose.
Yeah, they can get points, but.
Yeah, I'm not backing them.
They're only likely to lose points, really, aren't they, at the minute, Everton? So, yeah.
Anyway, Nathan Patterson, 1 point, and a centre back, Saliba, minus one. Unlucky Jakey boy. And then Trent Alexander-Arnold, 3 points. A poor return for the high price tagger, Trent Alexander-Arnold. And a midfield, not so bad, maybe. I mean, below average, maybe. In the midfield, we've got Bruno Guimaraes, 3 points. Martinelli, 8 points. Good pick there. Captain Salah to get 4 points. Mahrez got 3, and Trossard got 3. So not an entire a disaster. And then up front, Haaland with 5 points because he was only vice-captain, and Gabriel Jesus with 19 points, leaving Jake with 50 points this week, which isn't a total bad. I mean, he must have had that. Let's have a look at Jake's game week one. Right, okay, we can see where. I mean, how am I ahead of him?
Who did you have in game week
one? It's that minus eight, mate. I'm telling you.
Well, I'll show you my game week. All right, I'll get 72 in game week one. decent week, opening week for me, by the way. Look at that.
Yeah, very decent. That
shame about the second one.
Back when you had Jesus.
Yeah. Right, boys. Now we're into the good stuff. Right, we need to talk about what we're thinking for this week.
So we just call, I just want to call out. So the person who's top of our league at the minute scored 84. They're called Ayub Good.
Ayu, as in Jordan Ayu.
Yeah.
And that is, so I'm looking at his team now.
James Parker, the name. Big shout out to James Parker. We're going to have a look at your team, mate. Team, 84 points in the second week, 78 in the first week. He is there. This boy knows what he's doing.
How's he got all those players in his team? Like, he's got Salah, Martinelli, Diaz, Haaland, Jesus.
This is a clever team, mate.
That's a really good team.
Right, so back to front.
Josh De Silva getting 8 points, so that's...
Yeah, it's a good pick. That's a really good pick. It's not going to happen every week, is it?
It's a great pick, but it's very lucky as well. That's the thing with FPL. You've got to have that bit of luck.
It's all a bit of luck. I mean, you're not going to get places from like having Salah, because everybody has Salah, everybody has Haaland, everybody has... Well, some people have Jesus. Not me. Well, I don't know. We'll come to my team.
75% of the people playing FPL have Gabriel.
Isn't he like the most selected player ever? Crazy.
Because his price tag, I think they've completely mega underpriced, I think, for what he's been. But I think that'll shoot up over there. And the people that don't have him, or people who might have him, then sell him, leverage him when he's maybe trying to beef out other parts of the squad to gain positions on other players. Be interesting to see for sure.
The thing is with prices going up and down and the fluctuation in that, a lot of it depends on players being sold and players being bought.
Yeah.
By the overall amount of players in FPL, obviously. So while Gabriel Jesus' price is quite high and you can only see him doing well for Arsenal, if he goes on a couple of games without getting a goal or an assist or something, that
go back down.
People will just panic sell, if you like. So his price will go down a bit. Well, it will probably go up with his performances. I expect to kind of see him around 8 million for quite a while yet, to be honest. Just purely for that reason, that if he does go two games without a return, people are going to be like, well, there's Mitrovic here who I can bring in who may or may not be scoring goals.
Yeah.
There's other players.
These players can reinvest into
the squad further up. So whether they want to upgrade the defender to Reece James, for example, whether they want to upgrade the midfielder to another 8.5 midfielder or something like that, you know?
Right, so Scott Parker here, his team, Ayub Good. He is top of our league. He's 11,848 in the Sky Sports League, the broadcaster league, which I think is good going. He's top of quite a lot of the other leagues that he's in as well.
An overall rank of 29,000 at this stage in the proceedings is very, very impressive.
I don't think he's doping either, like, you know, when they create loads of different accounts and they're trying to...
No chance.
Right, anyway, let's go over his squad. I don't know if we're over it yet. He had Ederson goal, got him 6 points, Trent with 3, Ben White with 1 point, Cancelo with 11, did very well there. Reece James with 7, Mohamed Salah with 2, Martinelli with 8, Luis Diaz with 9, De Silva with 8, very good pick. And then obviously Haaland and Jesus up front, 10 and 19 for a total of 84 points. So he's done very, very well there. But what we'll do, boys, is we're going to talk about the teams that we're going to pick. And I've done, obviously, I've had a drastic howler, and drastic howlers cost for drastic action. I played my wild card on game week 3.
Oh,
I know I'm doing another one. Jed's already told me I'm doing another one, aren't I? And I think so. Yeah. Oh, even if we don't, right. So I have made 11 transfers. No. How many transfers? I don't even know, because I did the wild card, completely redid my team. I don't know where I made money, but I ended up with a wee bit more over the 100 million to start with. So I've managed
That's
to get
because
this
because the price
team.
Is going up and down and that.
Yeah, yeah. So I've been kind of, I feel like I've came out all right, and this is the actual team that I want to go ahead with. I feel like it's actually fairly decent. Right, okay, so back to front. This is, as of now, failing any sort of injuries, this is the team I'm going with for game week 3.
share your screen, Simo.
Oh, shit, I've not shared the screen. Right, okay.
I've tried to put it in the comments.
For the,
exactly, go, yeah.
Okay, right, so starting at the back, Ederson again. Obviously, Manchester City are playing Newcastle. I think that's a fairly, I want to say a safe bet, but because Newcastle, there's a lot of good stuff going on at Newcastle. No such thing as a guaranteed thing, but I'm fairly happy. And my back line is Trent, Reece James, Cancelo, and Zinchenko. I'm happy with all four of their picks, to be honest. And in midfield, we've got Salah, Martinelli, De Silva, and Kulusevski. And then up front, Jesus and Haaland. On the bench, I now have Andres Pereira, Nico Williams, and Sam Greenwood of Leeds. But that is the team. Oh, I've also got Danny Ward as well, who came in for, I think, Darlow was my second keeper.
Very solid.
And I've got 0.4 million in the bank, so I am capable of a little upgrade here now and then if a player hits a good run of vein of form. But yeah, what do you reckon, boys?
I like that a lot. It's very, very strong from top to bottom, really. The only thing is, for me, I'd say that you would have to, you're pretty much stuck with playing De Silva, Pereira, or Nico Williams.
Yes, that's my weakness.
That's the only weakness, really.
Playing this way, I am sort of relying on bigger players to come good. And obviously, big players, they don't come good every week, you know, because they get high price tag. I think people expect them to get, like, you know, 7 points minimum every week and stuff like that. But it's just not the way the game works. Trent, I don't think he's got a total of 6 points or something so far.
But the thing is, Trent's such a good player and so.
But you
good
know you'll come good.
As well.
You
know, exactly.
He was one of the top scorers last year, just because of the amount of assists and stuff that he got. So, and Liverpool clean sheets and stuff like that. So if you got a game where he gets an assist and a clean sheet, like, he's worth having for that. It's the same as Robertson, isn't it? And, you know, a lot of fullbacks, really. Reece James is one.
Yeah, it's those attacking fullbacks. Those three that you've got there in particular, Trent, James, and Cancelo.
They're probably the best three.
Zinchenko,
year,
I think, is going to have a great season, by the way. If he carries on,
absolutely.
I think he's going to be absolute. It's only a matter of time, by the way, before he gets moved into that midfield. It's really only a matter of time. I think as soon as there's a wee injury in midfield, or you could just fill a hole, I think he'll play there. He'll play very well. Kieran Tierney will come in, do an excellent job.
I think it'll be as soon as Tierney's 100% fit.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Because he may not be, I think, while he's obviously not going to be too far away now, I think as soon as he's 100% fit, ready to play week in, week out, obviously barring injuries, Zinchenko is going to be put into that midfield straight away because he improves it no end.
Yeah.
It'll be like, do you remember a couple of years ago in the lockdown season where Stuart Dallas was listed as a defender? Leeds, and Bielsa played him like on the wing, in the number 10 role, like So he got loads of points because he kept scoring and getting assists and stuff. Yeah. It was great. It'll be similar to that where Zinchenko gets moved forward and he just gets you absolutely bags of points.
I think that's probably exactly what's going to happen. So I'm fairly happy about it. De Silva, I know, is a roll of the dice. Andres Pereira is also a roll of the dice. I did think about bringing in Nico Williams and dropping De Silva, but he's in a good vein of form, and they're against Fulham. So, you know, I'm going to roll the dice on De Silva having another good game. And if anything, I know he'll start because he's a bit of a form player just now. Kulusevski as well, I'm excited about having him in my team. I just couldn't fit him in. So I really wanted, my last squad, I really wanted to pack out the midfield and put sort of like, exciting players that I enjoy watching. I basically picked the players that I enjoy watching. Dwight McNeil, I was a big fan of Dwight McNeil. Burnley, St. Maximum, probably next to Mo Salah, is my favourite player to watch in the league. I always watch Newcastle just so I can watch Alan St. Maximum because he is just amazing.
We know you're watching Joe Linton.
And Joe Linton as well. It's like 95, I always say this. I think I said this at the pod last week. Like 95% of my reason for watching Newcastle is Alan St. Maximum. The other 5% is Joe Linton.
We know it's a larger percent, Simo. Yeah. Stop kidding yourself.
It's the other way around, really.
Yeah.
He's caught me, boys. You've caught me. Martinelli. Yeah, what a buy he's turned out for Arsenal, by the way. I know we're getting into talking about proper football here, but he was only bought for, I think, $6 million, I seen on Twitter. Yeah. Great return for that. I think he's got a lot of promise.
Absolutely.
I know he's had injury troubles early on, but they seem to be kind of be byways. Doesn't like sometimes a player gets injured, they kind of lose a yard or they lose certain bits or they're afraid to sprint around as much, but he seems to be pretty much back.
I think the reason he's so cheap is because it was a little bit unsure whether he would be that starting left winger for Arsenal, you know, with Smith Rowe and that the competition with him. Mm-hmm. It just wasn't a given. And then Smith Rowe gets injured, I think, or he picked up a knock just before the beginning of the season, which kind of, it was a no-brainer to kind of have Martinelli because he's now guaranteed to be that starter.
Yeah.
I've personally got Saka because I think he's just going to play 90 minutes every week, whereas Martinelli may get bought off every now and then.
I think Martinelli's kind of adopted more of a... No, I don't know. Bukayo Saka, he's very much a sort of like right midfielder right now, isn't he? He does a lot of defending, does a lot of tracking back, cuts into midfield and comes central and things like that. Whereas it kind of, in my head, he did his best work as a sort of like a right-sided forward.
Out right winger.
Sort of inside, sort of forward of the deal. But he's got many, many strings to his bow, to be honest. He could do a job elsewhere. I don't even think Smith Rowe does his best work out wide. I think he does his best work as a 10. Is he going to get in there ahead of Odegaard, who I think is very impressive? He's like a constant 7 or an 8, Odegaard, isn't he?
There's a reason he's got the captaincy, isn't it? He's just... Odegaard's one of them players for me, like you and St. Maximin, Simo. He's just a joy to watch. His weight of pass is just phenomenal. And while I think he could be a little bit greedier at times and get himself that goal, I just think he's just a fantastic player to watch. Like I say, his weight of pass for me is second to very, very few in the league.
Righto. Jed, we're on to your team, mate. What are your thoughts for this week coming?
So I banked my transfer from the first game week, free transfer. So I had two free transfers to use. I've used them both. I decided to get rid of Matty Cash.
Right.
And I've transferred in Ben Mee, Brentford. Mm. Brentford are away at Fulham. So there's the potential for goals, but there's also the potential that they could just get a clean sheet there. But I think that Mee might prove to be a good cheap defender over the course of the season. So I'm going to keep him in for a little bit, see how he gets on. I've got the same back three otherwise, just with Mee transferred in. Obviously, I've still got Sanchez in goal. My sub-goalkeeper is Gazzaniga, and I don't think he's actually starting for Fulham at the moment. So he's one that eventually I'll look to like move on.
Yeah.
My other transfer, I don't know whether I've acted too quickly on this one or whether it will prove to be a masterstroke, but I've got rid of Luis Diaz in place of Kulusevski. So I just thought that Kulusevski potentially could get a few more goals and assists.
That surprises me as well, because Luis Diaz hasn't really let you down so far. 9 points this week for Luis Diaz.
He hasn't, no. I mean...
Two points in the opening game week, I suppose.
Yeah, so the first week he wasn't great, and I thought like I sort of did the transfer like before Monday night, so I don't know if I did it too soon, but then I thought, oh great, he's got me the points, thanks for the points, I'll see you later. If it proves to be the wrong decision, I'll work him back in somehow. But I also think that Kulusevski will be a good addition to the midfield. I was trying to work out how I could get him in there.
What are the price differences on them? Are they roughly the same?
So Kulusevski is 8.1 million and Luis Diaz. Let me just have a look.
Eight, I think.
Player stats, where are they? Luis Diaz is eight, so yeah, it's only a 0.1.
I could see them roughly ending the season with
I thought it was pretty much like for like.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, so what is your team back?
Who knows, I might have them both in there. You never know. But I've also... So, Sanchez, Trent, Zinchenko, me. That's the back. That's the defence and keeper. We've got a midfield four of Salah, Kulusevski, Zaha and Ward-Prowse. And then up front, Jesus, Haaland and Odson-Edouard. Mm-hmm. I'm still on the fence about whether to start Edouard because I've got Pedro Neto. I've left him on the bench this week. So I may put him in there. I do also have Kieran Trippier on the bench, but they've got Man City at home, so I'm not really fancy starting him. Yeah, so I've captained Jesus away at Bournemouth. I fancy him to score. I do think that Edouard potentially has a goal in him at home to Villa. Sorry, Billy. As does Zaha. And I think Ward-Prowse as well. Leicester away is the kind of game where Ward-Prowse scores a 30-yard free kick, isn't it? So, so you know, I wouldn't want to get rid of him at the minute. So, yeah, I think I'm quietly confident, but at the same time, I think I'm probably just going to have another bang average game week this week.
Yeah. Like,
it'll be a sort of 50-pointer this week for me. That's what I'm predicting. Because I don't think that everybody's going to score, are they? But then I'm hoping that Salah comes through and scores against United. Because so far, Mo Salah hasn't really set the world alight on FPL for the first 2 weeks.
No, actually, so, I mean, you'd have been better.
He needs to do something.
Yeah. Righto. Billy boy, what are you thinking?
Yeah, I'm getting very, very close to getting rid of him and getting in De Bruyne.
Ooh.
I mean...
That would be interesting.
That, do you know what the thing is, though, man? Like, I almost kind of did that, or it was Kane. There was the other player I was looking at, because I think, Harry Kane, under Conte, this is maybe going to be a decent year for Spurs. But I know as soon as I transfer out Mo Salah, he will score 30 goals.
Yes. Yeah. That's the thing. That's the problem. Like for the last 2 years, I haven't transferred him out of my FPL team because he's just been so good. You can't you physically can't get rid of him. I can't.
And
do
you
it
just leave him as captain.
As soon as I do it, like you say, he'll score. So yeah, always. I barely changed captain all season last year because Salah just kept delivering. Whereas so far this year, I'm feeling a bit more like willing to take a risk because I've been sacrificing having De Bruyne for the sake of having Salah for so long. So I feel like I might as well just swap them around and see how it goes. But that's something to ponder after the United game for me, I think.
Right, Billy boy, give us your what lineup you're going for this week?
Yeah, so my defence obviously needs some work doing to it. And I also have to take out Leon Bailey at some point because he's not starting. He's not going to be starting anytime soon either. So I've made three transfers and I've made them already. I've made them early. Ooh. I don't like making transfers early because of obviously risking injury and stuff like that, although it may not happen too often. I just don't like doing it. So I like waiting as long as possible, really. However, this week I've done it to catch the price rises as well.
Yeah.
So Reece James went up in price, for example, managed to get him while he was 6 million. And also my other players in Saliba and Ben Mee, they're not far off going up. So I've taken out Robertson, Luca Dean and Ryan Aitnori for Ben Mee, Reece James and Saliba, which leaves me 1.5 million in the bank to upgrade Leon Bailey next week.
Right, okay.
So my lineup at the minute for next week is Ederson in goal against Newcastle, Ben Mee against Fulham, Trent against United, Reece James against Leeds, Nico Williams against Everton and Saliba against Bournemouth. Going into the midfield, got three in midfield. I've got Saka against Bournemouth, Salah against United, and Kulusevski at home to Wolves, and then the main two up front, Haaland and Jesus. At the minute, I've got the captaincy on Jesus. That could change to Salah quite easily, and it could also change to Haaland, but it's more so between Jesus and Salah at the minute. Very, very torn whether I go for form with Jesus, obviously, or whether I go with Salah because he's Salah and it's against Liverpool. against United. Sorry, so I'm very torn on how to go about that. But I'm already looking at next week's transfer. I'm thinking of getting Pascal Gross in for Leon Bailey. Although he's not really that attacking winger, attacking midfielder.
You could,
such.
I mean, if you've got 1.4 in the bank, and then you get whatever you get for Bailey, is that the most you can afford as a Gross?
Yeah. So if I take Bailey out, let me just get it up now. So for example, Bailey's gone down in price as well. So I'd be left with 6.4.
Yeah, take a wee loss on him. 6.4. Yeah.
So I've got 6.4 to improve my midfield, basically.
And Gross is the player you think is going to come in
and
do that.
Gross
job.
Is the player I'm thinking of because mainly of their such good fixtures. I'm going to see how he gets on against West Ham because I think that's the real tricky one until he plays Liverpool in game week 9, really. So see how he does against West Ham, and then he's got Leeds, Fulham, Leicester, Bournemouth, and Palace. So I think he could. I think he's on penalties as well. He's looked very good so far. He's at the top of a lot of expected points charts for the next few game weeks. So he's the one that I'm really looking at. Other than that, it's Martinelli, but it means tripling up on an Arsenal attack, which I don't really like to do. I don't really like to go triple attack with any team because it's just so risky. If they don't score one game, that's half your squad gone, basically. Yeah. So it's there. It's a possibility. I'm thinking of it. I just don't think I'm going to do it. So with Pascal Gross as well, he also leaves me a little bit left in the bank if I want to make another transfer, if I want to upgrade someone else eventually. So yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
I'm just having a look at it now, mate. Realistically, the only other one I could see you potentially picking would be Rodrigo. So he's 6.1 at the minute at Leeds,
and I'm not a fan of Rodrigo, to be honest with you.
So far, he's scored 22 points across the two game weeks. Like, that's pretty decent.
Yeah, he's done well, but from what I've seen with a lot of highly thought of Leeds journalists. They're saying that Bamford's back in training because of his injury, so he's going to be fit. They've got Sinisterra, the new signing, who's back fit, Harrison, and also Aronson, and that's going to be the main front four. So although Rodrigo's done fantastically well so far this season, it doesn't look like he's going to be a long term fix, which is kind of what I'm trying to look at, really, because I think Pascal Gross is a certain starter.
I think he's actually, he's almost 32.
Yeah,
almost 32.
There you go.
And Jesse Marsh will be probably thinking, I think he sees Leeds as a project. You can tell by the players he brings in, he obviously sees this as a project that he can, maybe a lot of sort of 4 or 5 years. Rodrigo, I think, is a great utility player to have. But 100%. I think Billy is right in saying I don't think you could, I personally think he will start. Because I don't think you can drop a forward player. I just don't think you can because you open yourself up to so much backlash.
You never know.
As a manager, you know.
Yeah, any other option that I was potentially considering in the lower price bracket is Joe Aribo at Southampton, but I don't think he's starting
yet for them.
Playing as a striker, pretty much. So
yeah,
did you see his goal over the course of the season?
Yeah. I think he might be one to have.
I think you're onto something there, Jed, and I think. What price is Aribo sitting at right now?
I think over
5.5 at the minute. The only thing that puts me off him is the fixtures. So he's got Leicester, United, Chelsea, which, although Leicester and United aren't what they used to be, it's still Leicester and United, isn't it? Chelsea's a tough one. And then he's got Wolves, which are going to be tough. Brentford, which is going to be tough. Villa, which I would like to hope will be tough. And then he's got Everton, which you'd think he can get something out of. And then he's got Man City and West Ham. I'm looking at these Southampton fixtures a bit like I looked at Villa's fixtures last season. And they don't, for a while anyway, yet, they don't get into a decent rhythm of good winnable fixtures that you'd think that they could get points from.
So Joe Aribo one for later?
Probably, yeah. But again, it depends how he and Southampton get on. Because if he starts playing and start scoring scoring a large amount of goals for them, then he's going to be one that you think, oh, maybe he can score against these teams, you know?
Interesting. Interesting. Right, folks, I think that is going to do us for this week. We will be back, obviously, next week. We'll let you know how we get on, and we'll see who's, in fact, who's bottom of the league. And Schema, let's finish up on a positive, boys. You know? Let's have a
You've not even mentioned the draft league either.
Shame. Oh, no. If I was going to be top of it, I would probably be the top. Right, so we got Alweno FC by Alwell Ordu. He's had a bit of a nightmare, he's had.
Triple captain Thiago Silva.
Oh, I'm sorry, man, but that's fucking hilarious.
Oh, lucky that transfers. Minus 28 points on transfers. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, no.
He's got chicked shoulder in midfield and fair play, got 5 points.
Why has he got Kante and Fred in there? He's got Kante and Fred in his midfield.
I think this is a bit of a joke.
Darwin as his third sub, to be fair to him.
See, he's benched Darwin, mate. Benched Darwin.
He knows what he's doing, benching Darwin.
But bench, he's got Darwin, Nunes, Kulusevski and Zinchenko. You get Kieran Tierney.
Triple captain. Thiago Silva.
He's having a
grand total of 3 points. Unbelievable.
He's thinking.
The only thing that can beat that is triple captaining Darwin Nunes this week. Someone must have done it out there.
Did anyone
someone
do that?
Must have done
I hope
it.
Someone did that.
That's a tough one to take. I think you just quit. I think you just decided it's not your season.
I'll see you next August.
Right. Trips, that is going to be us. Boys, thank you very much for joining me. We'll be back
now.
Yeah, 100%, 100%. And we will be back next week. Okay, till then, cheer up.
Sports Social Podcast Network.